Chapter 24. Thunk! Sophia the Third had stopped. It wasn't until then that Jason realized his eyes were slammed shut and his teeth were clenched. He unshut and unclenched. What the? They were on solid ground. Solid ground that had filled in the blowhole. Above them, sunlight streamed in through the opening in the swamp. "Doesn't do us any good to sit here," Alex said. "Let's go." The three of them left the vehicle. The sides of the hole were sloped upward to the top. They were sticky with moist earth and clots of grass. Perfect footholds. In minutes, they reached the surface. Jason took a deep breath. The midday sun blazed down, releasing gases from stagnant pools of water. In the heavy humidity, mosquitoes buzzed around, happy to find three victims. At this time of the year, the swamp was at its worst level of odor and infestation. To Jason, though, it was beautiful. "We made it," he said, half believing it wasn't true. Alex sighed and looked at the ground. Below him, the thundering underworld was rumbling. Jason knew what was on Alex's mind. Friend and Plutarch. Sure, the three of them had made it, and yes, it looked like the world would never know the horror of the plutonium boss. But it came at a price. Small as it may have been, it would have always hurt. Life would never be the same without the two pets they had tried in vain to save. Eve took a sniff left, then right. Her face curled into a sneer. "This is the atmosphere you breathe?" Jason held back a smile. "Yes, is something wrong?" "It is rich in stink factor?" Alex said with a straight face. "Yes, quite stinked," Eve replied, her nose still twitching. "I do not know if I could get used to it." Jason couldn't hold them any longer. He burst into giggles, rolling on the swamp floor. In an instant, he was covered with mud, but he didn't mind. He was home, stinked or not. With a smile on his face, he stretched out right then and there and fell fast asleep. And now a game hint from your friends at Geekade.com. To defeat the underbosses on level 2, 4, 6, and 7, try this technique. Use the A button to fire grenades as quickly as possible. When the underboss starts flashing white, hit the pause button. Wait about 30 seconds, then resume. You'll discover that he's dead. Well, now there's an actual pretty good game hint, but you don't have to wait 30 seconds. In my humble experience, all you need to do is wait until the sound effect changes, because there's a different sound effect for the boss actually dying and the sound of him getting hurt. So, once you hear the sound effect change, you're good to unpause it, and that underboss will be dead.